It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. I sit here on January 10th, and I'm recording. Happy New Year to everybody. I know this wasn't... I'm not sure if this is... Let me take a look here. I actually don't remember if I've recorded a podcast this year or not. Let's see. I did the last time I recorded... When was it? Let's take a look here. I know this is riveting listening to me look up... I guess I posted on January 2nd. So I guess I actually have posted a podcast here this month. You know, what got me to thinking here this evening was actually, it was about the new year. So there was quite a few anniversaries within the Kill the Can community over the last week or 10 days or so. And, you know, I think that's partly because there are so many people that quit right around the holidays, right around the New Year's. And so... You know, there were quite a few posts of good friends of mine that hit pretty massive milestones right around the first of the year. You know, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. And, you know, they would post on their social media. They would post on Facebook. They would come into a Kill the Can quitters group. They would post on our Discord server. And it really kind of got my quit juices flowing once again. And again, not that they ever really wane, but, you know, I ran across an article on the website, called Milestones, Keep Striving and Keep Celebrating. And I'm going to kind of go through and read some of that to you and kind of add some color commentary. And basically, you know, I was asked the other day how I keep my quit fresh in my mind. And, you know, there's quite a few people that utilize the forums, that utilize Discord religiously for the first 100 days of their quit, and then they just kind of fade away. And unfortunately, more often than not, they show up a few months or, believe it or not, even years later, posting day number one again. And, you know, obviously that's not a good thing. And for the people that buy into the system, as I've talked about here on the podcast in the past, and they understand the KTC way, that that doesn't happen. We post regularly every day. We make our promise, and part of that promise really is keeping your quit fresh, right? I've talked about in many times in the past, you know, we focus so much on the 100-day Hall of Fame that unfortunately there are many times that people feel like they should be cured after those 100 days. And unfortunately, I'm here to tell you that it's just not the case. You just aren't going to be cured after 3 months of freedom from your addiction. You know, 100 days is roughly 3 months, right? But why would you be? If you're like me, you chewed for more than a decade. I chewed for 17 years. So personally, I chewed over 6,000 days. Well, why would I expect to be back to normal after 100? That doesn't make any sense. So back to the kind of initial question at hand, how do I keep my quit fresh? Well, first off, I post daily. It's my daily reminder of my quit. As I'm listening to a ambulance fly by me. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. It's the beauty of podcasting live while sitting in the car while my son is doing baseball practice. You know, posting role, it's my daily reminder of my quit in the battle that I'm fighting. And yes, I'm continuing that fight. Now, you know, of course, I'm 17 years quit at this point, so I don't crave anymore. But, you know, I still deal with issues around quitting, and I'm still engaging in other people's quits on the forums and on the Discord server. And so, you know, every once in a while, I'll still have a dip dream, or tobacco will still cross my mind from time to time. And it's funny, you know, I've been told on many occasions, you know, Chewy, the only time I ever think about dip is when I post roll. Why would I want to continue doing something that makes me remember my addiction? And I have tried to be remarkably consistent with the way I answer this question. And I always say, why would you want to forget? I don't want to forget my addiction. I never want to forget my addiction. I never want to forget the hold that dip had over me. I never want to forget what an asshole I was when I was a dipper. And if posting roll and remembering that on a daily basis is all that it takes to keep me quit, well, in my mind, that's a really, really small price to pay for freedom. In addition to quitting daily, posting roll, I set other goals for myself as well. You know, the beauty of, especially when you quit early or when you start out your quit, the beauty of that 100-day Hall of Fame milestone is that it's attainable, right? The concept of forever is just too big. It's too big for an addict to comprehend, and you can't wrap your mind around it, and you're too scared, and, you know, so we don't even bother trying to get people to quit forever. We quit one day at a time. So we chose 100. 100 is a nice round number. It's not nearly as big as a year, and again, it's not nearly as daunting as this idea of forever. And here comes another ambulance to fuck up my podcast. Godspeed. I hope everything is well. That's not good, though, when there's two ambulances flying by. Oh, he almost got hit going through the intersection. That's bad. So back to quitting milestones, right? I set and I celebrate milestones in my quit. Every 100 days, every year, every anniversary of my entry into the Hall of Fame. So my entry to the Hall of Fame was on Halloween, in case anybody cares. You know, if you're looking for another token or another way to celebrate your milestone, we actually have on this the website on the Kill the Can store, which is, I think it's killthecan.org/shop, if I remember correctly. Let me take a look here. Let me validate that. Yeah. We have these tokens, and they are effectively poker chips, and they've got little sayings on them, right? So for 200 days, it says, caving is not an option, do something else. For 1 year, it says, never again for any reason. For 500 days, it says, close the door. For 2 years, only you are accountable for your actions. 1,000 days, the comma. 3 years, the difference between success and failure is measured in willpower. 4 years, nothing is impossible. The word itself says, I'm possible. 5 years, stay close, stay strong, stay quit. 2,000 days, quitting, everyone is doing it. And 2,500 days, one day at a time. And in the it reminds me, now that I'm thinking about this, the reason I had the idea to do this topic for this podcast was because, as I mentioned earlier, Stan, who was one of the original 7 members of Kill the Can, came in and he posted a picture in a Kill the Can quitters group with all of his tokens and his Hall of Fame coin laid out. Stan, for those of you that don't know, is Remshot. Remy has become a great friend of mine over the years. I've known him now for
I mean, my entire quit, 17 years, he was a quit mentor to me back in the day. So that's actually what kind of got me thinking about this particular topic and these milestones. And again, you know, if you're not a trinket fan, no big deal. You know, I didn't record this podcast to write a commercial or anything like that. But I would really strongly advise you to set goals in your quit and to celebrate them. And your quit is not done at 100 days. Go out to dinner, take a day off work, buy a new fishing pole, buy a computer, buy a gun, go hunting, whatever floats your boat, whatever you do, recognize what it is that you're doing. You're in a fight, ultimately, potentially for your life. If nothing else, you're in a fight for your freedom from your addiction. And I think it's really important that you celebrate your successes because you absolutely deserve it. I'm honored to be quit with you. I will talk to you soon, quitters. Have a good evening.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.